With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands Fencing Federation is the official governing body for the sport of fencing in the Cayman Islands, and now they function as an active member of the Cayman Islands Olympic Committee. President of the CIFF, Logan Golima, says his goal is for Cayman to represent at the Olympics someday.
It was really exciting to finally get the Olympic charter, and it was really one of our goals and our prospectus, and to be a part of that. You have to be 16 on the year of the games, at least 16.
Okay.
And for fencing specifically, there are about 244 slots globally. There's different points in our international federation. And to be involved, it just takes to be Caymanian and at least 16 in the games, and then really fence your heart out for years. So we're looking forward to being a part of the seminars for Tokyo 2020. Maybe not bring a set of athletes there, but for Paris 24, we're actively gunning for that. So
the Olympic Games is no easy feat. Golima says fencers will have to try the art at regional competitions before stepping onto the big stage.
It's definitely a very competitive sport globally, even in the region.
Mm-hmm.
We are really lucky to join the Pan Am Confederation of Jamaica and Cuba and the rest of the Caribbean region. So once we do some regional tournaments and see where we stand there, that's how we'll determine how ready we are for Paris.
Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Samir Bendali, head of sponsorship for the Cayman Islands Fencing Federation, says as excited as they are to get the athletes off to the 2020 Olympic Games, the realistic goal would be to get fencers prepared for the next one.
Fencing is also very, very new here in Cayman. I mean, you have to start from somewhere, right?
Yes.
And originally we had these ambitious goals, a little overly ambitious, of heading to Tokyo in the 2020 Olympics, which would be amazing, but I think based on our current students and our current short-term, long-term plan, we're looking to get some Caymanian students involved and try to make the Paris Olympics in 2024.
Okay.
And that gives us 5 years for our wonderful coach Ian over here to train these students up to par with the level of competition they'll be facing around the world, and give us a real shot of actually finishing with some sort of ranking in those Olympics.
Check out the Cayman Islands Fencing Federation Facebook page if you're interested. In other local sports, the Deputy Governor encourages everyone to take part in the Breeze Fusion Fun Run next month. With just a few weeks to go, the Honourable Franz Manderson is sticking to his vision, which is to have a healthier, more active and more socially engaged community.
Please join me on November the 2nd for the Breeze Fusion 5K. Cayman, it is so very important that we keep fit, but also serve our community and give back to our community. The Breeze Fusion 5K allows us to come out, have a great time, great fellowship, and support a worthy charity. I'll see everyone on November the 2nd.
Since its inception, part proceeds from Breeze Fusion Walk Run have gone to the National Council for Voluntary Organizations, the NCVO. Other beneficiaries this year is the Leo Club of Cayman Brac, Childhood Cancer Awareness and Education Campaign, and the Central Scranton Community Committee Park and Playground. This year, Breeze Fusion introduced an extra 10K for fitness enthusiasts. The 5K and 10K run and 5K walk will take place on Saturday, November 2nd on Grand Cayman, and 5K walk run on Saturday, November 30th on Cayman Brac. The final opportunity for the 13th annual Breeze Fun Run registration comes on the morning of the event from 5 a.m. for a 6:15 a.m. start for runners and 6:30 a.m. start for walkers at Smith's Parkadair in South Sound. And the Pirates Week charity Golf Classic is almost here. The annual sporting event doubles as a fundraiser and encourages teams to play for some very high stakes, including a brand new car, while being entertained by swashbuckling pirates along the fairway. The event's general manager, Melanie McField, says Pirates Week truly has something for everyone to enjoy.
This year's Charity Golf Classic promises to be loads of fun. And for us, it's about bringing people together to celebrate what Cayman has to offer and providing another great opportunity for people to show their community spirit while having fun.
The tournament is set for Friday, October 25th at the North Sound Golf Course. The registration deadline is tomorrow. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.